Welcome back to our Bonusa pregame show. Kelly Schultz along with the head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon. And first of all, coach, congrats on a big win last night, especially big because St. Cloud State knocked off North Dakota. You guys are now 4 points ahead of North Dakota in the standings. Obviously, every game is important, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And again, we can do is focus on ourselves and you know, do the best job we can every time out. And obviously, the girls got pretty excited when they heard that St. Cloud had helped us out over there in Grand Forks. But bottom line, we have to take care of business for ourselves, and we have a great opportunity to get 3 more points, which would really help us going into that last weekend in terms of that race for third with North Dakota. So again, real proud of the effort from the team yesterday. I thought we played a real complete 60 minutes and got rewarded for it.
It is senior day. There are 8 that will be graduating at the end of the season, and of course you're only in your second year here at Bemidji State, but for you coming in here new a year ago, what does it mean to you to know that these 8 have bought into your philosophy and your program here at BSU?
Well, I think first of all, I couldn't ask for a better group of young women to have the opportunity to coach. I think it starts there, and I wish I had more years with them, to be honest with you. I guess they're all just nice people. I guess that's the neat thing. That's a credit to their mom and dads for raising them the way they did. They're great ambassadors for this university. They're certainly great role models and mentors for our underclassmen, and they just do a great job representing our program. So it's been a real privilege for me to be their coach the last 2 years. And I just hope that that they're going to look back on their career here and think of all 4 years with a lot of good memories.
Let's talk about each of them. Kristen Huber, of course, saw some adversity with a couple of knee injuries before you got here. What kind of player is she?
Huber's just having a great year, first and foremost. But she's a big, strong power forward that can really, really take over a game just because of her size and her strength and her skills. And it's just been really gratifying to see the year that she's had, because there's no question she's been instrumental in this team's success. And again, appreciate she's just always got a smile on her face, is always laughing and likes to have fun. And it's hard not to have fun when you're around Kristen Huber.
Then there's Megan Lashenko, a senior that hasn't seen a lot of playing time, but what a great attitude she has.
Oh, absolutely. Just she's a great teammate, very popular with all of her teammates. There hasn't been a day in practice where I haven't seen Megan, in a conversation with one of the underclassmen, whether it's last year's freshmen who are now sophomores or this year's freshmen. I mean, she has that type of personality that they go to her, and she's again been a great teammate. Hard worker in practice has certainly been has been instrumental again in how this team's done based on her attitude. It's, I ask them to do 3 things, work hard, be a leader, and be a great teammate. And she does all those 3 things very, very well.
Caitlin Tugas, a senior that is awfully patient with the puck, great skills, but pretty humble also, isn't she?
Oh, she is. Just a great spokesperson. Just whenever she's in front of the media talking, she just has a way that just says the right things all the time, very mature. Just unbelievable hockey player. You look at her, she's not a very big person at all. In fact, she's tiny when you compare her to a lot of the players in this league. But unbelievably effective, has great speed, like you say, great patience. I think she's led the team in scoring all 3 years, I believe. I know she has the last 2 for sure. It's just remarkable the things she can do with the puck, and again, somebody that is, penalty kill, power play, 5-on-5, just been a real key to this team's success.
Whitney Wyvoda out of Alaska, long way from home, but came in here needing heart surgery, had a pacemaker put in, had a knee surgery, just has been through the mill as well, but has that very maternal mothering figure to her teammates, doesn't she?
The old soul, like you call her. Again, just a wonderful person, and you're exactly right. Just the last 2 years, I've had the team when they vote for captains, write a reason why, and the things that her teammates write about are really, really remarkable. And they talk just about the type of person she is and the type of leader she is. And another one is obviously that a lot of the young players will go to just because she has that maturity about her. That they find that helps them out. Great skill level. I mean, it's when you combine skating and passing and shooting and the ability to handle the puck, she's as good as anybody on the team. And again, she whatever role I give her, she takes it, and is just an unbelievable team player.
Stephanie Anderson, another associate captain on your team, member of Team USA. She's seen some success on a national and global level. Obviously, pretty gritty out there. What does she bring?
What can you say that we already haven't talked about, Steph, in terms of what she's done for the program? And the key thing is she's done it herself. I mean, she's really worked for it. She's unbelievably fast. She's big and strong. She has an absolute rocket of a shot. And she's very passionate. She works extremely hard. Hardest worker on the team, and she pushes all of her teammates in practice, and it's just made everybody better. And again, just real proud of how she's stepped into that leadership role. The biggest games, she'll come up with big goals for us, and obviously what she's done on the national stage has really brought a lot of spotlight to the positive spotlight to Bemidji State University.
Then Tegan Rose, a young lady who was told she'd never play hockey again, came back to be part of the team as a member of your coaching staff, and here she is getting a chance to play this year.
Yeah, just what an incredible story. And talk about perseverance and overcoming adversity and just everything that she's dealt with in her time here. And now she's played and she's earned an opportunity to play, and she's doing a great job. Just watching when she got the green light last year, from that point in time through the spring, how hard she worked. I just knew she was going to find a way to get in the lineup just because of that work ethic, and she came back in great shape, and it took a little bit obviously to get acclimated to playing games again, but again, she's just when she has the puck on her stick, good things happen. She's got great puck skills, and I think she's done a real good job with Carly of really solidifying our defensive core.
Ivana Bilic, another one of your associate captains, probably one of the best defensive players I've seen ever in my time here at BSU, a member of the Canadian National Development Team, again, doing great things on a global level.
Absolutely. She's a big-time player, no question. I think she's certainly one of the best defensemen, not only the WCHA, but all of college hockey. And for her to get that opportunity with Team Canada was, for all of us, really gratifying, because we saw it, obviously for myself just last year and again this year, but Shane and Amber were saying that right from the get-go of how special of a player she is. And so when she got that opportunity, we were all just thrilled for her. You've certainly seen us play enough to see that she controls the game when she's on the ice, whether it's an RN, the offensive end, makes things happen, has great instincts. Has been a tremendous leader, and she's a little more quiet than some of her fellow captains are, but when she speaks, I think certainly her teammates will listen, because she's earned an awful lot of respect in that locker room. But just a tremendously talented, tremendously gifted hockey player.
Then your senior captain, Hannah Moore. Hannah is so fun to watch out on the ice. Again, another player that when she gets the puck on her stick, she can do great things. Talk about Hannah.
First thing you think of Hannah is just an incredibly nice person. I don't think you're going to find a nicer person anywhere. Doesn't matter the situation, what's happened on the ice, good, bad, not whatever. She's just always just nice. She's friendly. It's hard not to have good days when Hannah's with you, because she just has that type of personality. But tremendously talented player. When she skates, you should almost videotape it, because it's just beautiful when she has that puck and she's going up the ice. And she's been a little bit snake bit, so scoring that goal last night was huge for her, because she's capable of scoring a lot of goals. She's got great skills, and Hannah's hoping to play maybe play some hockey over in Sweden next year, and you never know, in 2018 when the Olympics roll around, don't be surprised if you see another Beaver playing, only this time for Sweden.
This group of eight seniors is obviously not done. The good news is that this is not their last home game here with the WCHA playoffs in 2 weekends. How much does that help your team not to have too many emotions here today?
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, it's you think back, and every senior year it's going to be the same thing, because for all of them it's just all those memories come back and everything they've gone through. And again, for me, it's just been the 2 years, but it'll be emotional for me. But I can imagine for these eight, I know they realize that we have playoffs, but it's a special weekend. Their parents are all here, and it's going to be certainly an emotional time. But there's no question the fact that we're playing in 2 weeks at home here is definitely a comfort. They all know they're going to be playing two more games at least here at the Sanford Center.
What's it going to take to beat the Buckeyes here today?
I think it's just going to be a mirror of yesterday's game. We have to come out with a good jump, and I talk about pushing the pace. We want to play at a high tempo, a high pace, to force them to play at that same pace. Because again, if I haven't seen their lineups yet, if they haven't changed, again, they're only four defense, and And that's tough. And if we can wear them down as the game goes on, it's certainly going to be to our benefit. But again, got to be really, really good defensively, because this team is extremely talented. And if you give them time and space, they can make things happen. So we got to be really sure we lock them down.
Coach, thanks so much for visiting with me about your eight seniors. And I know last year everybody was hashtagging own the moment. Go out there, own the moment.
Absolutely. Thanks, Kelly.